Lord, I just pray that any praise, recognition, or glory be given to you. You who searched me out, saved me, and will ultimately heal me. Amen. Hi, my name is Jennifer, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control, which led to not trusting God, fear of man, and addiction. I'm just really nervous, so. I was 3 or 4 the first time I realized that I hid in my closet because my home was a scary place. I didn't grow up knowing God or anyone who knew him, so I found it was easier to hide from the conflict and find comfort in being alone. The dynamics of my family led to deep resentments and anger, family violence, codependency, and many addictions. I felt it was my job to make everything better. I believed I had the power to control my environment so that it was safe for me. I used isolation, avoidance, people-pleasing, lying, and humor to get my needs met. I eventually sought addiction and inappropriate relationships with men to find comfort and numb my pain. By the time I was 11, my parents separated and divorced, and my dad came out as a gay man. My mom was struggling with alcohol addiction, eating disorders, and drug use. My sister, who was 8 years older than I am, was married, left home, and also struggled with addiction. By age 11, Robin knew I would lose things, so. By age 11, I would begin my own journey with addiction, and by the time I was 13, I was an alcoholic and a drug addict. I have many really crazy family stories of all of my family members that highlight the point that a life lived apart from the God of the universe is no life at all. Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but its end leads to death, and I would add to that destruction. Belief that I was in control led me to, one, an addiction to alcohol, drugs, and pornography in the form of romance novels and sometimes more. Two, seeking comfort from inappropriate relationships with men, which led to many sexually transmitted diseases, two abortions, and exposure to HIV, and in the end, I considered prostitution. Three, people-pleasing and peace-pleasing. Four, almost finishing a graduate degree in family therapy so I could understand my family, which really meant learning how to get my way and have a degree as my official title to guarantee I got it. There was no God, so I became my own God and set my own rules to get what I needed, which was comfort any way I could get it. I used isolation and addiction to numb me to the point where I could not think about feelings, much less feel them. I walled myself off from all of them. The truth is that I have struggled to stay sober over the years and hid this from my family and friends. I started smoking cigarettes to hurt my husband because I couldn't get what I wanted. I was ignoring God and isolating because I didn't get my way from him either. Not trusting God and being angry led me to depression and thoughts of suicide. I was a mess. I went to counseling. I almost received my family therapy degree. The truth was, all of this was an attempt to control, and I was becoming more and more miserable. I was still my own God. How like God it is that in the midst of all of that death and destruction, that the Lord God himself, out of nowhere, would whisper to me on a cold, snow, blustery Christmas Eve night, "Here I am, worship me." This began his story of revealing himself to me and leading me to an amazing journey of starting my personal relationship with God when I was 22. In no way was I ever looking for him. He was pursuing me. But I still didn't understand that having a relationship with Christ meant that I would need to repent or turn away from my sin and let him control my life. However, I finally fell at an altar in church and sort of repented. At that altar, I told him what I was willing to give up in order to have this relationship: alcohol, drugs, and sex outside of marriage. I was even in control of my own repentance. The break came when we started attending Watermark 7 years ago, and I heard about regeneration and longed to attend. I felt like this was my last hope. I attended but didn't finish. Several years later, I started again and finished, but I hadn't figured out that control was my sin struggle. So I repeated the whole program, and that's when I listened to God about how deep my sin ran. God used my regeneration leaders, my mentors, my group attendees, but most importantly, the curriculum to point me to the truth. I was a control freak, and I was my own idol and God. Step one, I admitted I look for the praise of man to find comfort. I manipulate the situation and stuff my feelings until I can't take it anymore. And then I explode with bitter venom and justify my actions, all in an effort to gain control over people and God. It sounded just like my family. I worshiped and served the created, which was me, not the creator. I worshiped the opinion of other people more than I worshiped the opinion of God. This is the first time I understood this. In step four, inventory, I saw my pattern of pride, not trusting God, control, and fear of man that led me to isolate, self-medicate, and drive people away from me. If I could control how people viewed me, responded to me, or manipulate them first, then I wouldn't be hurt. The hardest step for me was step eight, forgiveness. My mentor helped me to understand that I had to forgive my family of not meeting my expectations and of not being perfect. She taught me that until I did, I would continue to live with a big V on my forehead that screams, "Victim!" Forgiving my family allowed me to love unconditionally, just like Jesus loves me unconditionally. In step 11, intimacy with God, I had a wonderful epiphany. Again, my mentor helped me to understand that somewhere in my 30-year relationship with God, I had gotten him wrong. I viewed him as a gumball machine. If I had a problem, I took out my quarter, inserted the coin, turned the dial, and out popped a wonderful, which was my expectation, gumball. Theoretically, I knew that God wasn't a gumball machine, popping out blessings and answered prayer requests, but practically, I treated him like one. I thought if I needed something from him, I would pull out my Bible and read it, which is spending time with God. Then I would do a few good deeds, talk about Jesus, and out comes my blessing or my answered prayer. The problem was that when the answer was not what I wanted or in my timetable. The problem with gumball theology is that I totally missed out on the relationship. In step 11, I learned that spending time with God is the gumball. And out of the overflow from that relationship comes blessings and answered prayer, but maybe not the way I want it, which could be even better. Since finishing regeneration a third time, my relationship with God is less about what God can do for me and more about the overflow from that relationship. Because I am not trying to control the outcome of my relationship with God, I find I want to spend time with him, to get to know him. I want to talk to him and have him talk to me. I find I recognize when I am trying to control things before I do something or say something. It is easier to let God and others control things, and it is more about my responses to the issues that matter, not the outcome. I have not arrived at a full healing from control. The reality is that true healing comes one day at a time as I repent and ask for forgiveness along the way. I have a greater understanding that God never intended me to control things. I was recently diagnosed with breast cancer and am having a double mastectomy next week. God has been so faithful to remind me that he has my days numbered and cares for even the flowers in the field. So how much more does he care for me, his daughter? With cancer, you see the preciousness of life and how it is to communicate truth and how important it is to communicate. I can't see. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm blind anyway. Where was I? Okay. With cancer, you see that the preciousness of life and how important it is to communicate truth, express feelings, and develop your relationships. So I choose to see cancer as a blessing because I don't want to waste one more day of my life on trying to control my circumstances or the perceptions of those around me. I want to be loving and honest, and God has taught me that I cannot truly love without truth. And most importantly, I want to live. The blessings of life are found in the relationships that God has given me. And growing in my understanding of what it means to feel, to love, and to be loved. Matthew 5:18, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. So if this is your first time here tonight, welcome. You are in for the hardest and best ride of your life. You will learn from God Almighty lessons that are extremely rare in a world that wants to tell you you can control your own choices. Stick it out, even if you need to repeat it. Your life and your relationship with God is worth it. If you walked in here tonight and were afraid to let anyone know the mess you've made with your life, you can trust God with your fears and your tears, and he is the one who holds all the answers to life's problems. He is the restorer of my soul and of my life, and I give him all the glory. My name is Jennifer, and I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from control.